Please rise and face to the narthex. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Mercifully assist us, O Lord God, of our salvation, that we may enter with joy upon the contemplation of these mighty acts whereby you have given us life everlasting, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter. When he had come near Bethpage in Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them, and they were untying the colt. Its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out.'" The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
We praise and thank you, O God, for the great acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. On this day, he entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph and was claimed Son of David and King of Kings by those who scattered their garments and branches of palm in his path. We ask that you bless these branches and those who bear them, and grant that we may ever hail him as our Lord and King. Follow him with perfect confidence through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
We sing the hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor.
Thank you.
Good morning. You may be seated. Please be sure to read through the announcements. We have a number of events happening this week and then going forward even throughout April and into May. So please be sure to read all the announcements. There is a schedule for Holy Week on the back page of the bulletin. So if you need the schedule of all the worship services going on. Just a couple of other announcements here. Today, during Sunday school, we are doing something different. We're traveling through Jesus' life from his birth through the crucifixion and tying that story in with the Old Testament. And it's open to everyone today, adults, children. And if you would like to join, they are starting in the basement then during the Sunday school hour. So around 10:15, if you'll be down in the basement. Okay, and I think, Terry, you got a number of announcements?
Highly invite you to join us. It's going to be interesting for that event downstairs. If you can't make it downstairs and you would still like to join us at the end, because at the end we are going to have some snacks that are related to the Seder meal. If you would like to join us and can't make the travels around or can't get downstairs, you're more than welcome to meet us in the chapel, because that's about where we will be concluding. I know some people have asked me about that and said that they would like to join us there. So if you can't make it downstairs and would like to join us for the ending, please join us in the chapel. Also, Bible school time is coming, believe it or not. It's hard to believe, but it's coming. So Bible school this year is going to be July 21st through the 25th, I think, right? Tina, I'm drawing a blank. Good deal. And it'll start at 5 o'clock. We are looking for people to help shepherd the kids around. So I know Tina would love to hear from you if you would be able to help and volunteer during Bible school. So please let her know.
All right. Thank you, Terry. Other announcements? Do you have some?
Good morning. On Saturday the 19th, when we have the Easter egg hunt, and on Easter breakfast morning, we will have a photo area set up if you would like to take your family and take pictures by it. It will be located in that little nook that's over by the entrance to the Learning Garden. So I just wanted to let y'all know. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. Other announcements? Anybody else? And also, one more thing and one more reminder with the schedule this week. There will be no Saturday service this Saturday. Okay. Please rise for the confession and absolution. Let us confess our sins to God, sincerely repent of them, and seek his mercy. Holy God, I have marched in the Hosanna-filled parade, come to the foot of the cross, and stood at the empty tomb. I have heard the testimonies of changed lives, yet I am slow to believe. I am your child in my baptism, but I have lived as though you and my neighbor did not matter. I have broken all your laws in my heart, in my words, in my actions, and in my inactions. My sin is my fault, and no one else's. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lift up your hearts and rejoice. God has heard your cry for mercy and seen your sorrow for sin. His own word promises that he who believes and is baptized shall be saved, and that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. By the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, and in his stead, I therefore announce to you the forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take our flesh upon him, and to suffer death on the cross. Grant that we may share in his obedience to your will and in the glorious victory of his resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Our first lesson comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, beginning at verse 4. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second lesson is from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, beginning at verse 5. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 22nd and 23rd chapters. When the hour came, he took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he did the same with a cup after supper, saying, This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to that one by whom he is betrayed. Then they began to ask one another, which one of them it could be who would do this. A dispute also arose among them as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you, just as my Father has conferred on me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your own faith may not be frail. And you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." And he said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you have denied three times that you know me." He said to them, "When I sent you out without a purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything?" And they said, "No, not a thing." He said to them, "But now, the one who has a purse must take it, and likewise a bag. And the one who has no sword must sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you, this scripture must be fulfilled in me." And he was counted among the lawless. And indeed, what is written about me is being fulfilled. They said, "Look, Lord, here are two swords." He replied, "It is enough." He came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial." While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?" When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked, "Lord, should we strike with the sword?" Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priest, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come for him, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. But Peter was following at a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him in the starlight, stared at him and said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." A little later, someone else, on seeing him, said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." Then about an hour later, still another kept insisting, "Surely this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." At that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me 3 times." And he went out and wept bitterly. Now the men who were holding Jesus began to mock him and beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, "Prophesy, who is it that struck you?" They kept heaping many other insults on him. When day came, the assembly of elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, gathered together, and they brought him to their council. They said, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." He replied, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I question you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." All of them asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He said to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from our own lips." Then the assembly rose as a body and brought Jesus before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man perverting our nation, forbidding us to pay taxes to the emperor, and saying that he himself is the Messiah, a king." Then Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered, "You say so." Then Pilate said to the chief priest and the crowds, "I find no basis for an accusation against this man." But they were insistent and said, "He stirs up the people by teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee where he began, even to this place." When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him off to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had been wanting to see him for a long time, because he had heard about him and was hoping to see him perform some sign. He questioned him at some length, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priest and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. Even Herod, with his soldiers, treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then he put an elegant robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. That same day, Herod and Pilate became friends with each other. Before this, they had been enemies. Pilate then called together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was perverting the people. And here I have examined him in your presence and have not found this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. Indeed, he has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and release him." Then they all shouted out together, "Away with this fellow! Release Barabbas for us." This was a man who had been put in prison for an insurrection that had taken place in the city, and for murder. Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again. But they kept shouting, "Crucify! Crucify him!" A third time, he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and then release him." But they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder, and he handed Jesus over as they wished. As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A great number of the people followed him, And among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that have never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, "Certainly this man was innocent." And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home, beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. Now there was a good and righteous man named Joseph, who, though a member of the council, had not agreed to their plan and action. He came from the Jewish town of Arimathea, and he was waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and laid it in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed, and they saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment. The Gospel of the Lord. We sing the hymn, "Ah, Holy Jesus."
Thank you.
Please rise for the prayers. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Our God and Father, as we celebrate the triumphal entry of your Son, Jesus Christ, into Jerusalem at the beginning of this Holy Week, let our palm branches show our gratitude for all Christ is and does for us. Help us through your Holy Spirit to share our faith and joy with all those who we contact in our daily lives through this week and in the year ahead. Lord, in your mercy. In this world of turmoil, be our guide to your perfect peace and help us to love and forgive our neighbor as we ask to be forgiven of all those offenses that we have daily committed against one another. Lord, in your mercy. Keep before us the promises that we made for our children at baptism, that we would bring them to you through the scriptures and Christian witness. We, who are parents, ask for the wisdom to teach our children in a way that is pleasing in your sight. Help us listen with patience, discipline with love, and teach your word faithfully. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you, Father, for all you have given us, health, family, gifts unique to each of us, and material blessings well beyond what we need to live. We pray that you guide us and help us to use them in ways that are faithful to your purposes. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for those who are sick and dying, for those in pain, for those who hunger physically and spiritually, for the mentally ill and all who need comfort. Especially we ask for those we name now aloud are in our hearts. Joe Barnes, Alberto Jimenez Jr., Rosa Harton, Catherine Glore, Lynn Magura, Sharon Harden, Elaine Molina, and Lord, we ask that you may send rain to water the earth. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for taking into your kindly care those recently departed. Comfort the families who have recently suffered loss with reminders of your promise that we will live with you forever and always. Lord, in your mercy. These things and all for which we pray, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts. With them, we offer ourselves. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not. Come, for all is ready. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Almighty God, you gave your Son both as a sacrifice for sin and a model of the godly life. Enable us to receive him always with thanksgiving and to conform our lives to his. Through the same, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May God the Father, who does not despise the broken spirit, give you a contrite heart.
Amen.
May Christ, who bore our sins in his body on the tree, heal you by his wounds.
Amen.
May the Holy Spirit, who leads us into all truth, speak to you words of pardon and peace.
Amen.
And may God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Our closing hymn, Through the Night of Doubt and Sorrow.
Thank you.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As we go in peace, we share that peace with each other. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.